Today we have with us an 18-year-old who in short amount of time has become the favorite daughter, sister, wife, bahu in the households throughout the country. At such a young age, she has given stiff competition to the seasoned actors in Telugu and is also known as the new Tulsi of Zee Parivar. This Gujarati girl has eyes which speak a million words. On screen, she may be playing a somber and powerful character, but is this what the real Prachi is like? Well, ladies and gentlemen of India Forums community, let's welcome this extremely young, talented starlet onto our show with your host, Mini, and find it out ourselves. Welcome here. And we are really honored to have you here today, and you're so popular, and we are so happy that you could give us some time. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Mini. Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Prachi, let's start with a message that you have, and this is a member called Reema. She says, Hi Prachi, I'm Reema, your biggest fan. Now, I'm sure you have heard that many times before, but I truly feel that I connect with your acting more than any other person. Not only because we are both the same age and Gujarati, by the way, came cho. Well, jokes apart, I really admire your work. I observe you acting very carefully, and this is not a conscious effort. I feel that you don't even have to move a limb to express what you feel because your eyes do the job for you, and that's why you make Barney's character so believable. You have lived extremely well, and it's even more shocking when I see clips of you off screen. You seem to be the total opposite of Barney. People have asked me if your voice is actually dubbed because you sound so much more intense on screen, but I just reply, no, she's simply a great actress. I would like to wish you all the success in the future, and there is no one to stop you from climbing higher in the ladder of success. Thank you so much for gracing the TV screens with your presence. Stay down to earth as you are, and God bless you. Lots of wishes, Reema.
Hi, Reema. Kim Cho to you. I am fine. I just can't tell you how overwhelmed I am in this one message, the amount of compliments that you've given me. I just hope I quit. And let me tell you, the best compliment is that you're 18 years old too, because you know, it feels great having these young fans who watch my show, so that even I can connect with you. And let me tell you, yeah, we can surely be friends. So if you want, you can mail me, and whenever I have time, I will reply to you. And do keep asking us some say. Thanks a lot.
Wow, that was wonderful, Barney. And this is just the beginning, trust me. I mean, this is not even the iceberg. I mean, I have heard that members and IF are truly mad about you and Jayawalia. We have conducted poll. Yeah, we have conducted a poll where you stood to be the top actress on India Forums. You know, beating other popular actresses that there are on Indian TV screen today. So, वैसे इतनी जल्दी इतनी पॉपुलैरिटी कभी सोचा था आपने?
कभी नहीं सोचा था. आई डिड हैव अ ड्रीम टू ऑलवेज बी ऑन टेलीविजन, यू नो, बी एन एक्टर, वेदर टेलीविजन, वेदर एट फिल्म्स, वेदर मूवी, व्हाटएवर इट वाज, बट इट्स हैड अ ड्रीम दैट आई वांटेड टू बी एन एक्ट्रेस वन डे, एंड एक्चुअली अचीविंग इट, being liked by people, I can't tell you what a lovely feeling it is.
Yeah, I can guess that, absolutely. And it you know, aapki awaaz se wo cheez jhalakti hai, wo khushi jhalakti hai that you have for becoming, I would say, successful in the sense you are content. It shows.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, Prachi, Miss Angelique वैसे भी जानना चाहती है that how is it working with Ekta, for one thing, and the second thing is that we have also heard that when Ekta realized people love to watch you, she took special interest in your clothes and jewelry. So, is this true?
Let me tell you, Balaji is the first production house that I have ever worked with. I have not been on television or worked with any production house before. And I was really scared, you know, thinking, not knowing how the Tollywood would be. And the first time I was working, so I thought it would be really tough and difficult. But things were made so easy and lovely in this place. I just can't tell you that I think Balaji and Ekta, I mean, they have the best production house. And, you know, after working here, I am so content, and I think my dream has come true. It's just fulfilled. So I think it's lovely working with her. And she is just so intelligent, so talented. I can't tell you. And yeah, if you ask me about my character, how it became popular, and I don't know, it just people just got a hold of the simplicity that Vani had. And after that, it's not that she took personal interest into the clothes and the jewelry or the designing, just because it had become popular all of a sudden. But she liked Kasam Se right from the beginning. And ever since it started doing well, you know, she was very happy with the show. So she took a lot of interest in the creativity, not only for Bani, but for all the characters. And yeah, but it's true that Bani was her favorite character.
Yeah, I think so. Now, off-set Kasam Se mein Bani aur Jay ke bich mein kuch tension chal raha hai. Now, sab jana chahte hain, tension kab khatam hoga? They are, you know, members are dying to watch Bani and Jay together. So Seductive wants to know, and as well as FizzWiz, our IF members want to know, that why is everything going wrong with Bani and Pushkar in the whole drama, and when you will be back together, you and Jay?
Let me tell you, even I am actually waiting to get back, because shooting alone has become a little boring for me, because Ram and me enjoy shooting together a lot. But even I hope we do come back soon together. And let me tell you, I will convey this message to Ram also, and Ram will be really happy to know that you are like our pair a lot. I really don't know when we'll be getting back together, but let's hope the story goes on well, and just like everybody wants us to get back together, we do get back. And if you'll ask me why it's happening, it happens in every daily soap. So
you know what? That is the whole problem. Like, you know, soaps, I would say, are popular, or should I say unpopular, in a way, because the lead pair never gets to meet. And that is something,
yeah,
you know, everybody's scared of when they watch an Ekta Kapoor serial. So that is why they are very, very worried that, you know, you and Jay are separated, and suddenly there would be like this 20 years leap with you all white hair and Jay still not with you. And, you know, that is something.
No, I don't want that. No.
I know. So your answer was actually very funny, that, you know, you're also hoping to get back together. It's just like, you know, you're actively also like.
Yeah, that's true.
So, well, this member, I Gurpreet, her ID is GK_09. She is a very talented moderator on our forum. And she's from Canada. She says, "Hi Prachi, you're such a great actress that it's not enough to express in words. At such a young age, you have accomplished so much. When I first caught a glimpse of you, I knew you were going to be an actress I truly adore, and this is very true. You play Bani's character like it's your own character. Haven't seen this kind of acting in ages. Wish you very good luck in the future." That's Gurpreet.
Hi Gurpreet, thank you so much. I didn't know people in Canada also like our show so much. Oh my god, it's quite exciting. And Gurpreet, let me tell you, even I really love Bani just like you do, and I really love her. And even I think of, I don't know, sometimes I think it's not me, and when I actually see myself on television, I feel, yeah, she's my favorite character too. So Gurpreet, thank you so much, and hope you keep watching the show, and I promise you that I'll keep doing my best, and I keep acting well so that you guys love the show more. Thank you.
In fact, we have another member from Canada, Palki Palak. She said, "You entertain me every day, whether you and Ram are talking sweet talks or when you're trying to solve a mystery. I just want to thank you for keeping me busy at 8:30 in Canada. You and Ram make the best jewelry. During the ITA, you and Rajshree got the Fresh Face Award, and you got the best jewelry along with Ram. When I was watching, I was jumping up with glee and saying, 'My Prachi got 2 awards.' Thank you so much for inspiring me to be a TV actor. And if you ever come to Canada for a show, you'll see me in the front row." That is Palki Palak from Canada.
Thank you so much. It's quite exciting for me to know that you were also very excited about the award. And let me tell you, Ram and me, it was most unexpected, because I hope you remember what Ram said on stage, that it's not the best couple, it's the best odd couple, being so young and neat. But I think that's what is working. It's a cute pet. So hope you keep liking us, and I will convey your message to Ram for sure. And let's hope you can get in touch with him too.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, we all adore Ram. Call him at any given time, and that guy, he is just so wonderful. He'll go like, you know what, Prachi, I have called him between shoots, and he has responded every time. And whenever I call can you believe it? He has actually recorded with me at 4 in the morning. Can you believe
that?
That's
so sweet.
Yes, I mean, he's amazing. So, okay. In fact, you know, you have won hearts of people living in, not only in India, but, I mean, people all across the world. So, kuch log jana chahte hain ki ab aap world tour mein kab ja rahe ho?
Oh, that's like another dream. So, I hope I get a chance to do it as soon as I can. But the problem is, if I go for a world tour, then probably you guys will have to miss Bani on Kasam Se for a month.
Maybe Bani can also go on a world tour.
Yeah, maybe. Let's hope. Let's try it. But Kasam Se will be missing Bani. You know, sadly,
now
I can't. But when I have time, I hope I can. And let's hope I can meet all my fans when I go for a world tour, wherever I go.
So, now, talking about people across the world, this is Rooj from US saying, "Dear Prachi, love your acting, love your smile. Both of them are down to earth and natural. Amazing how naturally you perform. I must tell you, even my mom is amazed by you, and that is something because she loves good actors like Rekha. I just definitely love you. I just wish that I could act like you. I bet you had lots of fun doing all the cute scenes with Ram." So Rooj from US, very sweet.
Thank you so much for your compliments. And it's true, Ram and me both have had lots of fun doing our scenes together. Because I must tell you, once the camera is not rolling, once it's a cut, we both burst out laughing at each other, thinking of how funny it was, you know, looking at each other romantically and giving those expressions. Because otherwise in life, they're just the opposite. He keeps teasing me and making fun of me all the time, all day long, because he's so mischievous. He's like a small child, and he gets along with me so well. So, it's true that it's so much of fun, and right now shooting alone, I'm really missing him. So, let's hope we get back to shooting like that again.
So sweet. And in fact, Prachi, tell me, you started very young on Kasam Se, and you were playing a mature role.
Yeah.
It's obvious that in the beginning, it must have been a little difficult. But with Ram Kapoor in the opposing role, he is a mature actor and he looks mature, and there's a certain kind of aura around him and about him which is not really, it makes him look not very approachable. So what was it like when you started shooting with him, or when you first met him? How was it like?
Okay, let me tell you, when I started really young, they told me about my character being the eldest sister. That was all that I knew in the beginning, and they had paired me up with Pushkar. So at that time, I was just wondering to myself, oh my god, how will I be playing the eldest sister? Because the other two girls, Roshni and Arunima, playing the two sisters, were very sweet to me. But on the acting part of it, I was playing the eldest sister, and they are like 10 years elder to me. Just wondering, oh my god, how will I do it? It happened, and it happened quite smoothly. But all of a sudden, there was a just one night track change, you know, that, you know, now Bani will get married to Jai Walia. And oh my god, I was so thrilled, I can't tell you. It was such a shock. For one day, I didn't know what to do, because I was just wondering, how will I play a wife? Okay, I have played an elder sister, and I have done it, but how will I play a wife like that to an elder man? And I was so nervous about it. But let me tell you, today, whatever I am, on the acting part of it, I give 99% of the credit to Ram and Ashwini, who is playing the other older Jigyasa. I must tell you, they have helped me out so much, and there's so much I've learned from Ram and Ashwini. My god, it's such a help. If Ram wasn't there, I don't think I could have ever played the character so well. He was so supportive and encouraging. And he's such a mind-blowing actor. When you look at him, you just keep looking and watching how he acts. And I think you can see it on screen. So, yeah, it's been a great help.
Prachi, you know what, like, you just said that it was like one night track change. So when you actually started Kasam Se, it was not supposed to be Bani and Jay Walia, and you mean it happened in the midway of the storyline?
Yeah, true, midway. Originally, the story was the three sisters will come to town, they'll be staying in Jay Walia's house. But Bani loves Pushkar and Pushkar loves Pia. So after they get married, Pia gets married to Jay and Bani gets Pushkar. But all of a sudden, when it just didn't work out, you know, people started liking Jay as much as Pushkar in the beginning. And then they became more fond of Jay than Pushkar. And people wanted, I don't know, they were not happy with Pia getting married to Jay, and all of a sudden the production and the channel decided, no, we'll get Bani married to Jay. Oh my God, we were all so thrilled, I can't tell you.
Yeah, that isn't, I mean, I didn't follow Kasam Se from the beginning. I'm not sure how much the members in On IF know that. But that's okay. A revelation and a very interesting one, because it sometimes, most of the times when a jodi gets popular, it's kind of etched out from the beginning that, you know, this is going to happen. And, you know,
yeah,
try
true.
To make this pair very popular, and there are so many promotions. And you were saying that your pair actually came overnight and won the Best Jodi Award.
It was so unexpected. It was like one of the most thrilling things that happened. It was so unexpected. It was always Bani Pushkar, Bani Pushkar. And suddenly it became Bani and Jay. And it's so thrilling that people actually liked it.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, Strawberry 007 wants to know that who do you think is your biggest competitor, male or female, in the television industry and why? And she also wants to know who is your idol, and she also hopes to see you in Bollywood because she thinks that you would be wonderful there because you're doing such a tremendous job in television. So there was a message in there as well as a question which is a kind of naughty and a question which was nice. So
okay, thank you so much. And it's nice to know that you want to see me in Bollywood too, because very rarely when I was very young at that time, I loved watching TV and films, and on TV I used to love watching Balaji shows and all other soaps. And in television, I loved Preeti Zinta, you know, the very bubbly, cute Preeti Zinta. Now, for competition, I just want to say one thing, it comes true from the heart, and it's that whether you take it up as competition with others or with yourself, it never stops. It never ends, because competition can be, you know, actually not only with others but with yourself too, because however well you may perform, one doesn't actually feel satisfied, or, you know, it's not like ranking and marks that you get in school. In school, it's pretty easy. You answer the questions and you can get it. But here, it's so tough because it's not like a one-year job, or, you know, maybe one show job. Here, it's like we get PRPs every week. So it depends upon each day, each minute, each scene's performance. So, you know, you have to live up to it. You have to keep doing well. So competition is like all around the air, you know, whether it's a small artist, whether it's a big artist. Just because I'm playing Bani, that's the lead protagonist, so it doesn't mean that I have competition only with the other leads. It's also that I have competition with any other actor who's playing a small role also. And of course with myself also, because just because I may have done well in one or two episodes, that doesn't mean that, you know, I can get away with it in the others also. In others also, I have to keep performing well. So, you know, competition everywhere, all over, all the time.
You know what, you are almost speaking like Bani, because that's like a very wise thing to say. If you'll pardon me for an 18-year-old, there's so much wisdom in your words. It's wonderful. I mean, and you know what? Connected to this, let me read out a message. PC from Canada says, "With age comes wisdom. I think you are way beyond your years. I think that you are a brilliant actress, and your portrayal of Bani was beyond words. Is beyond words. I have to correct it. And that is what attracted me to the show in the first place. Thank you for giving us something to look forward to every weekday nights. Keep up the good work and keep on rocking. You look awesome, and I'm one of her biggest fan. Hope to see you a lot from you. Hope to see a lot from you. I'm so happy that you are on India Forums. So that was PC from Canada. And yes, you are very wise.
Thank you so much. It may not have been in me all the time, but I must tell you, after coming here, it's so much that I've learned, you know, because over here, whether you're 18 years old, whether you're 20, or whether you're 40, you know, you're not in a school that, you know, goes age by age. Here, everybody around is too much elder to me, and they've taught me so much, you know, that if I actually want to do well and continue doing well, then I also have to learn some things and behave in some ways, you know, according to them. Not like an 18-year-old. I have to, you know, actually, because I have such elder people around me. And most of the credit goes to Ram for teaching me so many things. Before, I was like a child, and I used to, you know, grumble that, no, I don't want to work for so long. I don't want to work for so many hours. In school, I had so little to do. Now I have so much to do. But, you know, that's how I've learned it, that if I don't do it, then I won't get what I want. And now I'm getting what I want, so I'm really happy. And that's
yes,
what taught me all this.
We are also very happy for you. In fact, talking about school... Sorry, I interrupted.
It excites me, you know, when anybody talks about my school or college, because I don't get it here. And I miss it.
You miss it. So are you still in touch with your friends?
Some of my friends I am in touch, but some of them I have lost touch, maybe because, you know, I don't have so much time as much as I used to get to hang out with them. But whenever we get time, we do mail each other or message each other, and sometimes, rarely, we get time to talk to each other. So it's not that I have forgotten them at all. They also know that I do remember them. Even they love me a lot. And it's just that there's a little lack of time. Otherwise, nothing's changed.
Right. So what about studies? Like, being 18, you were hardly out of what? Intermediate college?
I was in my 12th standard. I was actually 16 when I auditioned for this role. And I had actually, you know, I had cheated. Don't tell anybody, but I wrote the wrong age. I wrote that I am 18 or 17, and I got qualified in the audition. And when I came, in a week's time, I came to Bombay. And luckily, you know, I just had my birthday then. So I turned 17. And after now that I've completed 1 year of shooting, I have become 18. So I feel legally big.
So what about studies? I mean, are you going to continue or is there any plans? And I mean, what would you be if, say, you were not an actress? If this had not turned out 1 year back, what were your plans?
Ever since school, it was, you know, just like a craze, you know, to be on television or whatever media, but to be an actress. So at first I thought, you know, because I would have to study I couldn't just get into it, so I thought I would do mass communication. So if not directly into acting, then maybe through some way I would try my luck out. So I thought I would do mass communication and become an air hostess or something like that, and try my luck in television or TV. But after getting into 11th and 12th, I took up arts, and once I started studying there, psychology interested me a lot. So I thought, before I would become an actress, I would, you know, do psychology, because I really love the subject. But now, forget psychology. There is only time for learning dialogues. So I still have to give my 12th exam.
Yeah, I mean, you can always do it later. I mean, Gauri Pradhan is doing it. So
I'm
sure
true.
One day you might be able to get some time. Yes. So, and hopefully you also meet somebody who loves you as much as Hiten actually loves Gauri.
Oh my god, yeah, that's really sweet.
Okay, now let's ask some very quick questions. What's your favorite cartoon?
Cartoons? I love all cartoons. I think I like Powerpuff Girls. And I like all cartoons, actually.
Okay, theek hai. Now, your first crush was Kunal Khemu. Now, these members have really researched a lot on you. They say your first crush was Kunal Khemu. Is that true?
That's not actually true. Kunal Khemu was my first crush after I came here because his film was just going on Kaliyug. But before that, in school, my first crush was Shahid Kapoor and Arjun Rampal. And of course, to add the list was John.
So how will you react if you meet them and say tomorrow you sign a film against, say, Shahid Kapoor or John Abraham? So what happens?
Very really, I would be really very, very excited, but not so much as I would have been if I wasn't here. Because now I'm so used to it and so used to doing it that now it won't excite me as much because, you know, so many people, you won't believe, so many people keep asking me, oh my God, how is it working with Ram? He's so hot, he's that. And I have no answer to it. I just want to tell them that, sorry, but it's quite normal because we see each other every day and it's not as exciting for me, you know. So it would be a lot of fun, but not as much as it would have been for one of our fans, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. I completely understand what you're trying to say and I think that's beautifully told. Now, Prachi were a color. What color would she be?
Most of the people here, they think it's pink because, you know, they see me all the time in pink. They see all my things in pink and they see all my soft toys also in pink. But otherwise, I love the color blue and all the shades of blue and pink. And black also, yeah.
So, in most probability, you would be blue, right?
Yeah, blue.
Okay. Now, favorite ice cream flavor?
Ice cream flavor, it's chocolate. But no give ups on ice cream. Any flavor works.
Okay, any flavor works. Yeah, okay, that's a thing to tuck away. Now, favorite Z cereal besides Kasam Se?
ZTV or just television cereal?
Z cereal.
I'm really sorry, but you know, these days I don't watch television much, so I don't know much. But before, when I used to watch television, there were many serials, and one of the latest I could tell you, of course I liked all the shows, but one of the latest was Aruna Rani's show, that was Muskan. I really loved that show.
Okay. Now, if you have to make a choice, Tulsi or Parvati?
Oh my God. Okay, let me tell you. When Kyunki started, it was Tulsi. And recently, I have not been watching Kyunki, but I have got a chance to watch Kahani because there is a new young generation which really excites me. So right now, it's Parvati because I'm watching Kahani these days. And before, it was Tulsi. Yeah, both of them actually.
Okay, now with memories come embarrassment. So can you tell us something which was embarrassing to you on the sets on any day that we have shot so far?
Let me tell you, each day there is something really embarrassing happening. Okay, so there have been so many incidents where there is like a very romantic scene going on and all of a sudden you fall down and there's no reaction that you can give to anybody and you just bump and you fall down somewhere. But yeah, there is something happening every day. Yeah, but let me tell you, most embarrassing every day is when Ram comes to the set and he says hi to everybody and before he can tell me hi, he calls me Dukla and that's a pig, which is really embarrassing.
He calls you what? I'm so sorry.
A pig. Okay. It's a pig or a monkey or some other animal that he keeps calling me, which is really embarrassing.
So sweet. Okay. Now, you know what, Prachi? It's been such a pleasure talking to you and we are really running out of time here. But I mean, we still have lots of messages to read out to you and I hopefully can come back and read it to you some other day. Otherwise, I'll send you a link so that you can read all of them on your convenient time.
Oh, but that's really sweet.
Yeah.
I would actually, before when I used to have a little time, like these days I'm really busy, but initially when the show started, I used to have time and I used to run to the office and, you know, check India forums where when Jay and Bani's track was not yet developed. It was Pushkar and Bani, and there were lovely responses about that too, you know. And that time I said, love reading India forums, because all the people used to be so excited about Kasam Se, and they used to think that Ranveer and Bani will get together, or Pia and Jay will get together. And, you know, it used to be so exciting reading everybody's reviews. These days I don't get time, but let me tell you, I love India forums, and I think it's such a great idea to get all the people together who watch this show, you know. So I think it's lovely.
And it's so exciting to hear that, you know, you guys actually follow the rubbish that we write half the time.
Oh, I think more than that, I think we really find it too sweet, you know, because even we like knowing about what people think of us, because working so hard at the end of the day, you know, the best feeling is when people love us, you know. So it's really sweet of you.
Okay, tell me, Prachi, now that we are coming it, I mean, let me quickly ask you, how does it feel when you read criticism? I mean, when somebody is really nasty, there are people and there are times when they really write bad things about, sometimes personal, sometimes about the, you know, character you are playing. So how do you deal with that?
As a viewer, let me tell you, I was crazy and I used to watch television, and more than the characters or artists that I liked, I'm sorry, I shouldn't be saying it, but I used to criticize them. And, you know, even today, after knowing that so many people are so fond of Bani and Kasam Se and Jay Bani and everything, I yet know that there are so many people who may not be liking the pair, or they must be finding something wrong about the character or the storyline. And I know it for sure, because even I was one of them, you know, used to criticize. So, you know, I just take it up very positively, thinking, you know, if they really don't like us, then there is something about it. And I try, you know, when sometimes somebody says or mentions something that they don't like, then, you know, you can at least correct it or do better. Not just somebody flattering you, you know, about your performance. If it really wasn't good, then it's great that somebody actually comes up with the idea that, no, it wasn't good. So, you know, you can make it better next time. So I take it very positively, keeping in mind that I too was a viewer one time and I used to criticize a lot.
That's a fantastic answer, and you know that also gives us a lot of encouragement to post exactly what we like.
So let me tell you, all my critics also, I really love them as much as I love my fans, because at the end of the day, two sides of the coin, na? So
absolutely. Tell us, let me be very curious and ask you, does Ekta Kapoor ever follow what we write on India forums? Have you ever found out about that?
A lot. She doesn't get the time to actually, you know, personally sit down and check all the views and the mails and all. But there are people, you know, when we have conversations in the office also, let me tell you one thing, that all your reviews and your opinions and everything is so important, because every day there is a creative meeting about the shows. And about Kasam Se, and the writers actually check, you know, that whether people are liking it, what they are liking, what they are not liking. So, you know, according to their likes and dislikes, they plan the storyline. So it's so important, you know, to actually have reviews about our show, because they do check, and even Ekta does. People tell her, you know, that okay, this is the current review going on, this is what people have liked. And so many times even Ram comes and shows us some of the mails. So it's true that all of us follow it, all of us.
That's wonderful. You know what, we have a feature on our forum, it's called Chaska Meter. It's something like TRP, very similar to TRP, but it's just like the direct feedback of the members from all over the world, and they actually you know, judge the episodes. It's like week by week, it's done week by week, and every week the episodes are judged on the content and, you know, the storyline and how believable it was and how the acting was and everything, and marks are given from 1 to 10, and it's a very popular feature. So maybe you could check that out as well, you know, that would also give you in short what exactly is going on.
I would have to check that.
And in fact, because I'm going over time, it's so pleasurable to talk to you. And
same here.
Thank you. So before I go, Prachi, can you sing a song for us? And there's a special request called Meri Duniya Hai Tujhse. So can you please sing that song for us? Two lines will do. Doesn't matter if you sing good or bad. Doesn't matter at all. Just sing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'll sing the song for you guys. Keeping in mind that once you all listen to my song, you all will not want me to sing again, but that's okay. I'll sing for you. Okay. Meri duniya hai tujhne kahi kuch din mein kya कुछ भी नहीं मेरी जान है ओ साथी मेरे मेरे थैंक यू
मेरी दुनिया है तुझ में कहीं तेरे बिन मैं क्या कुछ भी नहीं मेरी जान में तेरी जान है हो साथी मेरे
मेरी दुनिया है तुझ में कहीं तेरे बिन मैं क्या कुछ भी नहीं मेरी जान में तेरी जान है ओ साथी मेरे
मेरी दुनिया है
Come back again, so. And this time I'm going to make you sing a whole stanza.
Oh my god, okay. I'll surely learn the words and come next time.
Okay, thank you Prachi, and it was so wonderful to talk to you. I enjoyed myself thoroughly. It's so late here, but I was a bit apprehensive.
Oh yeah, the timings are different. Okay, yeah. Let me tell you, it's early morning here. It's like about 9. It's like 4 to 10 here, and when you actually called me up, I was just leaving for shoot. So throughout my way for shoot, I have only spoken to you, and let me tell you, you've really made my day. In the morning, I was feeling a little unwell, and I was feeling bad. You know, why am I going for shooting? Couldn't I bunk it like I used to bunk school? But now you've made my day so well that I'm so excited about shooting, and I'm hoping that, you know, today's all my scenes I do well and I perform better after listening to all that you said. Thank you so much. You made my day.
Thank you, and it is all my pleasure. And hopefully, when we air the interview, you get to listen to it. We'll send you the link, and hopefully, you like it.
Thank you so much.
All right, then, all the best. So,
Thank you.
Bye, Prachi, and friends. This is Minnie signing off, and I promise you that I'll be back with a lot more. Till then, have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Prachi, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Tujhe dekh dekh sona धड़क जाए तुझे देख देख सोना तुझे देख कर है जगना मैंने ये जिंदगानी संग तेरे बितानी तुझ में बसी है मेरी जान हाय जिया धड़क धड़क जिया धड़क धड़क जिया धड़क धड़क जाए
India-Voice.com. Addiction at its best.